The president and Mrs. Obama had a more casual look as they arrived at a Massachusetts island resort town. Meanwhile, members of Congress are in their home districts, where they face intense pressure on immigration reform from a broad range of activists. Some are demanding a path to citizenship for 11 million undocumented immigrants.
There are people here who just want to live this American dream that you live, that they live every day, that some of us are not so lucky to see.
Others are telling lawmakers to focus on stemming illegal immigration once and for all.
Just reinforce that we want the border secure without just blanket amnesty.
A Senate-approved bill that would boost enforcement and provide a path to citizenship faces significant opposition in the Republican-controlled House of Representatives. Before departing on vacation, President Obama urged lawmakers to find consensus.
I'd urge, when they get back, to do something. Put forward a bill that has an opportunity to actually pass. Our economy would be $1 trillion stronger if we get immigration reform done.
Mr. Obama also promised to work with Congress to address privacy concerns about the federal government's vast data collection capabilities that were exposed by former National Security Agency leaker Edward Snowden.
It's right to ask questions about surveillance, particularly as technology is reshaping every aspect of our lives.
Lawmakers of both parties have crafted NSA reform proposals. Democratic Senator Mark Udall.
My bill, which I want to push as hard as I possibly can, would limit the ways in which the intelligence community accesses average Americans, innocent Americans, phone records. That's the way to go forward.
But the president and many members of Congress stress that America must retain a robust intelligence gathering ability, as evidenced by last week's terror alert that prompted a global travel warning and the closing of numerous U.S. diplomatic outposts. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.